Along with Barbara Deeb, I'm Rhonda Miller for WKU Public Radio. New guidelines for Kentucky schools allowing some in-person instruction are expected to go into effect in January. Currently, the Bowling Green Independent School District has virtual-only instruction in accord with Governor Andy Beshear's order last month to temporarily suspend in-person classes to slow the spread of COVID-19. During this remote learning, schools are allowed to have targeted services with in-person instruction for small groups of students. I talked with Bowling Green School Superintendent Gary Fields about how the district is using these targeted services to assist students who are at risk of falling behind during virtual-only learning.
Well, you know, our process for targeted services is very broad. Our targeted services focus on targeted remediation, students that we've identified who are maybe falling behind or struggling, and we know that they need some extra in-person assistance. It could be students who have special education services.
So you've been able to bring those kids into the school?
We have. We've done it by following the guidance that the Department of Education gave us. We can bring kids in the groups of up to five in a pod. They can only come up to two times per week for 90-minute sessions. So it's not a lot of time, but for a targeted intervention and a teacher working with a small group of kids like that, we feel like we can, you know, help kids keep progressing during a time when, you know, virtual learning is very difficult. And we've seen all the articles around the country, and we face the same thing of, you know, kids are struggling academically in this virtual model. So this is a way for us to try to be very specific, very targeted, and helping them to keep progressing along academically.
How many students in the district have been coming in these small pods for targeted services?
I don't have an exact number, but we are doing it at all seven of our schools. So all five of our elementaries, our middle school and high school. And it varies by day. I was, you know, with our middle school staff, and they had a group of students who are English language learners who are, you know, still trying to master, you know, the English language as well as the content of a middle school curriculum. And so they had 14 kids were there when I was there and different groups working with different teachers.
Obviously, they're wearing masks and they have distancing and all that.
Correct. So, you know, we are sanitizing desks. Students are masked up. They are socially distanced. We are doing all those things to make sure that all those students are safe. For the students that we're transporting on buses, they are spaced out more than 6 feet on the buses. They wear their mask on the bus. We take their temperature when they either get on the bus or if they come by car when they arrive at school. So all of our protocols are in place.
Do you think all the parents that need to know about these services are aware of them and have been using them and having the kids come to school in these small groups?
Yes, what our schools are doing is they are identifying the students that they've determined need the intervention for whatever reason, if it's remediation, if it's special education services, speech therapy services, whatever, and then they are individually reaching out to the parents. We've had a great response.
Anything else you would just like to add, maybe just how you see it managing, you know, a school district during these times?
I just want our community members, you know, across Kentucky to realize that, you know, our teachers, our secretaries, our custodians, our bus drivers, our cafeteria workers, they are so valuable to the growth and well-being of our young people in the state. We know that nurses and doctors are heroes during this time, but I think our educators have really been heroes during this time and really stepped up. And I just don't want people to forget that.
That's great. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with me, Mr. Fields. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye. I've been talking with Gary Fields, Superintendent of Bowling Green Schools. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.